Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV in Richmond. Check us out on 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. And we're streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can take us on the go wherever you may be. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. We are packed today. And we're giving away prizes every hour. 7:45, your next chance to win some Wizards tickets. Right now, though, we will talk some movies and TV shows with our pal Kevin McCarthy, entertainment reporter for Fox 5. Hey, Kevin.
Good morning, Papa Squeezies. How you guys doing?
Hello, let's get right into it. I just watched the trailer, and I am intrigued by Civil War. Fill me in.
Yeah, I mean, well, this is one of the most aggressively immersive and brutal experiences I've ever had in a cinema. And I know that might not sound like something you might want to experience, but it is, I think, a very important film that asks a lot of questions about our current state of the world and our country. The filmmaker, Alex Garland, is approaching it from a nonpartisan perspective. And the idea is you're following a group of war journalists as they travel from New York City to Washington, D.C. to interview the president, played by Nick Offerman, as rebel forces are descending upon the White House. And it is a very striking, a very aggressive movie, as I mentioned, that deals with it's also a love letter just to journalism in general. One of the big themes of the film is this concept of we record so people ask. And that's kind of a throwback to old school journalism, but also the way films intrigue us. This cast is incredible. Kirsten Dunst, Kaylee Spaney, Wagner Moura, who you might know from Narcos. A really phenomenal cast. Jesse Plemons. And honestly, I will say this. This is not a movie that I would be like, oh my gosh, you have to go out on a date night and watch this. This is a very intense and immersive and brutal experience in a way that is, you know, at the end of the film, I felt sick, to be honest with you, and I had to decompress for a few days. I've been thinking about it.
Hold on, a few days it took you to decompress from this movie?
You need a life, man.
I will tell you guys this. Like, this film is so... I don't know how else to say it other than it feels like it could happen. That's how scary it is. This is about a civil war happening in our country and the concept of, you know, people in the country just ignoring it unless you're part of the fight. And this is from a very famous filmmaker that you guys have definitely seen his work. So his name is Alex Garland. He wrote 28 Days Later. He wrote 28 Weeks Later.
Those
he wrote Sunshine.
He loves dystopia.
His first film that he directed was Ex Machina back in 2014.
That's a good movie. That's a good flick.
And then he did directed a little movie called Annihilation after that, which was a phenomenal film as well. And then he directed a movie called Men, and now this is his new one. And I just got to say, it is it's powerful. It's just a very intense ride. And obviously because of the DC setting and the characters traveling to DC, I was talking to my buddies about this the other day. We've seen movies where war is happening on our country's soil and in Washington DC, like, but they're done in cinematic ways, like White House Down or like Olympus Has Fallen, where, like, you know, where it's basically Die Hard in the White House. Those movies are designed to kind of suspend your disbelief in a way. And I was talking to a buddy of mine about this. It's like, this is a film that you're watching and it feels real. They shot it with certain lenses and certain aspect ratios that are meant to mimic the way we view the world, the way we view news footage and things like that. And a lot of people online are talking about, or trying to complain about the movie being political. I didn't find it political at all. I found it completely nonpartisan. And I think that the movie is designed to provoke and ask you questions. This is a very, very, very R-rated movie. One of the most violent films I've seen in a long time, because the violence is so in your face and so feels so real. So what's interesting about the movie is that Kirsten Dunst and Kaylee Spaney's character are photographers. They're war photographers. And Kirsten's like a seasoned photographer, and Kaylee, who you might know recently, she played Priscilla in the Elvis movie, in the most recent one. She's like coming up and she's like new, and she thinks that Kirsten's her hero and wants to learn the ropes of it all. And so it's this really interesting dynamic of like old school and new school journalism. In my opinion, the movie really, it celebrates our journalists and what they capture, specifically war journalists, people who are over there capturing images of horrific things. Because Kirsten's character basically says this, she's like, I went over to those wars to send pictures back to warn our country, basically, to not let this happen in our own country. And obviously, you know, you can take politics into it. You can look at the world and the country that we have right now and how divided we are. And you can place the story, and it feels real. It feels scary to actually think about it. So I love this movie. I'll probably never see it ever again. But I genuinely think it's an important film. Just know that going in, that it's not like some popcorn entertainment film. It is.
What's your rating?
4.5 out of 5.
Hey, Kevin. Kevin, yeah. Are you aware there's a civil war on Commander's Twitter over Drake May and Jaden Daniels? You aware of that civil war?
Absolutely no idea what you're talking about. I'm just waiting for the NFL to come back. So
NFL draft is in less than 2 weeks.
Kev, do you watch? You don't watch golf? Like,
no,
the majors.
I tried, man. Like my dad, my dad and my brother.
You're such a disappointment to your dad. Can you imagine having your son?
I probably am. No. I mean, when I was a kid, though, it is funny you bring that up. Like, my brother and my dad are super alike, and I'm more like my mom. So, like, right. And my dad would try to get me into golf and stuff like that, but I was always, I was always watching Face Off or Pulp Fiction or something.
Right.
But you're watching
Tim Cup instead of playing actual golf.
But I'm Happy Gilmore, I guess.
Yeah, that too.
But in terms of the draft, I'm very excited to see what happens to J.J. McCarthy. Obviously, I'm excited about Penix Jr. I'm excited to see kind of where these guys go. I'm very curious, and I won't go into full football mode here, but I am very curious to see if J.J. Translates to the NFL. I've talked a lot of I've had a lot of conversations with people about
you care
this
about
stuff,
the like, second tier of quarterbacks. We understand.
Well, no, but like, I mean, I remember watching Stetson Bennett win those back-to-back championships, and I remember talking to a buddy of mine going, is this guy going to translate to the NFL? And obviously, I think he went to the Rams, and he's like, I don't even think he's played a game.
He's got off-the-field issues.
Kevin, let's get back to your expertise. Fallout is on Amazon, I believe.
Yeah.
Based on the video game, is this worth watching if you're not a gamer?
So, guys, this is really crazy. And I think this is crazy, and I know that you guys might not think it's as crazy as me, but I love coincidences like this. So this is actually executive produced, and the first three episodes are directed by Jonathan Nolan. And I'll get to why that name is important in a second. But so Fallout is arguably one of the most one of the biggest video games of all time. And we haven't really seen a lot of great video game translations over the years. I think The Last of Us was an incredible start or viewpoint of what you can take with video games that have very important narrative features and turn it into a show that really is engaging. Last of Us was amazing. So this is taking place 200 years after the apocalypse. And essentially what we're dealing with in Fallout is the consequences of nuclear war and atomic bombs. So the show is executive produced and three episodes directed by Jonathan Nolan. He is the brother. He is the brother of Christopher Nolan. Now, what did Christopher Nolan just direct? Oppenheimer. Christopher Nolan just won Best Picture and Best Director for Oppenheimer. What is Oppenheimer about? It's about the fears of what the atomic bomb and the nuclear war will do to our future as human beings. So the coincidence that his brother has now adapted a series that deals with the future that Oppenheimer was afraid of is insane. And this is a complete coincidence. And so Jonathan Nolan is actually Christopher Nolan's secret weapon, in my opinion. This is the guy who created Memento. This is the guy who wrote the best lines in The Dark Knight. This is the guy who wrote Interstellar. This Jonathan Nolan wrote Interstellar originally for Steven Spielberg, and then Christopher Nolan took the project on to finish it. So it's a really interesting thing. To me, Fallout is effective because of what Oppenheimer did. Oppenheimer brings up this thought process that we don't think about this. I remember Matt Damon, and I was sitting down, and this sounds like a big time, but I'm just going to say it. I was sitting down with Matt Damon and Emily Blunt for Oppenheimer, and Damon had a great line about, why aren't we thinking about this every single second of the day? Like, why aren't we walking around thinking that nuclear bombs are in our arsenal all over the world and that people could be annihilated instantly? And it's a really scary thought. And I think that's exactly what Oppenheimer was talking about. And now with the show Fallout, it's basically what would happen if we did enter a nuclear war and then the post-apocalyptic fallout of that, no pun intended. This is an amazing series.
How many episodes have you watched, and what is your rating on Fallout?
So I'm an episode and a half in. So I said this to you guys before on the show. A lot of my prep work for interviews is either watching films and or, you know, watching series. And so, like, there will be a week where, you know, like last week I interviewed Emily Blunt and Ryan Gosling for this movie called The Fall Guy, and then Chris Pratt for this movie called Garfield. So I'm watching all these different shows and movies throughout the week to prepare for these interviews. So Fallout, I've only seen an episode and a half so far. The episode I have seen was brilliant. Now, you guys are familiar with the actor Walton Goggins.
Yep.
You know that actor?
Yes, he's one of my favorites.
Jason loves him.
Let me tell you right now, his performance in this series is insane.
We had him on the show, didn't we?
I think we did a long time ago.
He was great. He's awesome.
He is remarkable.
Yes.
Obviously, he was great in The Hateful Eight. I mean, he's done. Was Justified one of something?
Yes.
No, maybe
he was in Justified. Yes.
He
was in The Shield. He was in The Shield. That's when I first started to follow his career. He's awesome. Yeah.
And so, I don't know if you guys will be into this type of series. There is obviously a sci-fi aspect to it, but it does. You know, if you saw Oppenheimer, for me, this is kind of what would have happened if Oppenheimer was truly believing what would happen to the world. And that was what makes it interesting to me and scary to me. So that's available on Prime Video. That's a streaming option for this week. But Civil War is theaters. Obviously, you can tell the content that we're talking about this week on your show is very light and very,
But,
So Civil War comes out today?
Yeah, Civil War in theaters today. Now, if you guys like any of those movies that I mentioned, like, you know, Ex Machina, 28 Days Later, Annihilation, Sunshine, like this guy is, you remember that movie with the beach that with DiCaprio years ago where he, it's a great movie, but he wrote the book for that too. So I just warning the people with Civil War, it is
it's intense. All right, Kevin.
Yeah.
Appreciate it, man. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, buddy.
Right. I love you guys.
Thank you, Kevin.
Right. This is Kevin McCarthy.
You just shoved him off. You just shoved him.
He gave it a 4.5.
All right.
For Civil War. He seems to like Fallout.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I definitely
can watch
see
on
Civil
Amazon.
War.
Coming up later in the show, we got John Feinstein.
We got to talk Masters.
We've got Dennis Scott joining us in studio with his son for the Capital Classic, and we will talk UFC 300. But you want to get into the Masters next? We'll do that right here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.